Shabbat Shalom. This week's parasha is Behelateka, and it covers Numbers 8 through 12. We begin in chapter 8, and the Lord spoke to Moses and instructed him to make seven lamps, and how to make them, and that they would shine on what was being done, just as Messiah himself is the light that shines on us. Also in chapter 8, we are told of the cleansing of the Levites for their service to God. Okay. The dedication was to be performed by water purification. Their entire bodies were to be shaved and their clothes washed to make them fit to be offered to God. The leaders of the congregation laid hands on the Levites. Following their dedication, two sacrifices were made on their behalf using bulls. It set the stage for the work of the Levites. The Levite service was to begin at the age of 25 and it ended at the age of 50. One can see why 50 was the age of retirement, as this is hard physical work taking down the tabernacle every time they had to move, and then setting it back up. Chapter 9 begins with the second Passover the Israeli nation would observe. And the question was asked by the men, possibly carrying Joseph's bones to the promised land, how can we participate in the Passover when we have touched a deceased body? Moses did not have the answer, so he called upon God, and El Gabor, mighty God, instructed Moses that they may celebrate the Passover 1 month later. Now, we read in John chapter 19 that Joseph of Arimathea, who was a disciple of Yeshua, along with Nicodemus, prepared Yeshua's body for burial on Passover. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus would not be able to celebrate Passover on that day, but would have to wait a month. And this most likely was the moment when they made their stand following Yeshua. In this chapter, Elohim, who appeared in the cloud by day and the fire by night, hovered over the camp. And when God would move the cloud of fire over the tabernacle, that would be their signal for the Levites to pack up the tabernacle to follow God wherever he went. In chapter 10, the three-in-one God commands Moses to fashion two silver trumpets that are to be played when it is time to move. You think about the multitude of this, they would have to have a loud horn to gather and tell everybody it was time to go. When God in the fire or the cloud moved, two appointed men would then sound the trumpets, alerting the people to pack up the tabernacle and move on. In chapter 11, the Israelites have not traveled very far when they begin kvetching about the manna. The Israelites were tired of eating it because their faith was weak. And each time they started to complain, the glory of the Lord appeared, and he was displeased with their lack of gratitude. That wouldn't be us ever, would it? Yes, it would. Yes, it would. Of course, manna is the picture of our Lord Messiah. Not only were the people complaining about the food, but Moses was complaining about the people. Moses asked God, why have you put this burden on me? In reference to the people. What we are seeing here is the growth that Moses needs to truly lead his people. We should remember that when God instructed Moses to lead the Israeli nation out of Egypt, Moses suggested his brother instead of him. So while Moses is a very humble man, he really does not desire to take this responsibility. And God will continually mold Moses and change him to be the leader that he wants and to accept the responsibility of the people that God has put in his charge. With God's guidance, Moses chooses 70 elders to help with the responsibility of leading this very large multitude. The people rejected the manna, so God gave them quail, and he gave them so much quail that they became sick from it. And God brought a plague upon them, and many perished as a result. In chapter 12, we read of the jealousy of Miriam and Aaron, the older sister and brother of Moses. Miriam is not very happy with the wife of Moses, and Many scholars allude that it was the color of her skin or the fact that she was not Jewish. We are not told. But in any case, she complained, "Has the Lord only spoken through Moses?" Adonai hears this, and he summons Moses, Miriam, and Aaron to the tent of meeting. Not going to be fun. Adonai says, "When I talk to a prophet, it is in a dream or a vision. When I talk to Moses, it is voice to voice. He is faithful in all my house." And after the Lord spoke this, he departed, and with that, Miriam developed leprosy. Miriam was relegated to reside outside the camp for 7 days. We should remember, when you live outside the camp without the protection of the others, it would not be easy to survive. During those 7 days, Moses interceded for her, even though she was jealous of him, and God healed her, and she could return to the camp. There's something to be said about Moses. She badmouths him, and he intercedes for her. I want you to think how often at times we have to come upon and call upon ourselves to forgive those who have done us wrong and to move on. Forgive them. Some applications for us to think about. When God instructed the Levites to be purified for their service to him, we should be reminded that we are to be a service to God. So often we think that we're here to have fun and do whatever we want. I spent a week ago riding around in New York in my little car having fun. But my real work is to do the work of God. All of us. We should remember that. When we get up in the morning and we go to bed. The important thing for us to remember as believers is not merely how we walk, but where we walk. We are to walk in the light of Yeshua as he is the light. We have his fellowship with one another based on the blood of our Messiah. When we walk in the light, we see our imperfections. Just as the Levites shaved and washed their clothes to expose their imperfections, it is our opportunity to see our sins and to ask forgiveness and repent. When the people of Exodus walked through the desert, they had a very presence of God the Father with them. Everywhere they saw him. Abraham and Jacob had the Christophany of Messiah Yeshua, and Yeshua spent time with his disciples. When Miriam grumbled about Moses with her brother Aaron by her side, Miriam was the only one afflicted with the leprosy. Why was Aaron not afflicted with leprosy? I offer this. Aaron was God's high priest. How could he serve as a leper to the people? This will be the second time Aaron has acted very foolishly. The first time was when he fashioned the golden calf and claimed it magically appeared. It is said in Scripture that Moses was meek and humble, just as Yeshua is meek and humble as the Lamb. We should not think that the one who is meek is weak, but rather obedient to God in doing his will. Brothers and sisters, we should all desire to be meek and humble and follow the Lord. Amen.